The following was a sermon preached by Bernardine of Siena sometime between 1380 and 1444 AD. How many of you here today will admit I didn't fully understand my actions? I thought I was doing well, but in reality, I was doing wrong? Reflecting on this sermon, some might say to themselves, "Now I am enlightened about what I should do." Echoing the words of God, "Your word is my enlightenment," Psalm 119. As you embark on business contracts, you may pause and think, what did Friar Bernardine say about such matters? He advised me to act in this way or that way in such matters. This is wrong, that is not commendable, but this is good, and this is what I intend to do. This decision-making process stems from the words you've heard in these sermons. Consider this. What would happen to our world, specifically the Christian faith, without preaching? Our faith would quickly diminish. We would believe little of what we currently hold to be true. And that is why the church mandates preaching every Sunday, whether it's a lengthy or a brief sermon. You're also urged to attend Mass, and if you can only choose one duty between Mass and preaching, it is recommended to prioritize preaching. The rationale is clear. Neglecting Mass doesn't jeopardize your soul as much as neglecting the preaching does. Can't you see and understand this without further explanation? For instance, would you believe in the blessed sacrament of the altar if it weren't preached in holy sermons? Your belief in the Mass, knowledge of sin, awareness of hell, understanding of good works, and knowledge of heavenly glories, all comes from preaching. All the things you know are acquired through the words that reach your ears. This is how you transition from knowledge to faith, gaining understanding and beliefs through the Word of God. A fundamental principle is at play here. Our faith in Jesus Christ is sustained solely through preaching. As long as it continues to be preached, this faith will endure and never fade away. Listen, you who are indifferent and lifeless, go to the source of life. And you, women, when you approach the fountain of life and divine instruction in the morning, when you come to the sermon, don't leave your husband, son, or brother in bed. Make sure to wake them up and ensure they join you in hearing the words that can revive even the spiritually dead. Fellow citizens, if you desire prosperity for Siena, then make sure to heed the word of God. Enforce the decree that no one should open their shop until after the morning sermon has been preached. Are you, or do you want to be, worse than before? I find it hard to believe that you have deteriorated in this regard. I also believe that if you did well in the past, you can do even better now. Oh, I hear that person over there saying, I could earn wages in the morning. Listen to me. Come to the sermon, because by attending, you will gain, while you would lose if you choose not to hear it. These are God-ordained matters. If something beneficial has been mandated by the city, consider it a divine order from God. By being present here to listen, you cleanse yourself of sins. And in this process of self-correction, you draw closer to the burning love of God. In doing so, you don't underestimate the significance of God's word, as it is the life force of our spirit. Sometimes a single word you hear may mark the beginning of your salvation. Recall how St. Peter, preaching in Jerusalem, converted thousands of souls with just a single word. Do you understand me, woman, who is dozing over there? I fear not. I've come to deliver the word of God, and you settle into sleep, forcing me to interrupt my preaching to awaken you. Furthermore, that person over there claims, oh, he has little to do. Allow me to respond. Consider the sun. It performs numerous duties, providing light, drying unbaked bricks, and warming man. However, I tell you, sleeping while I preach is a sin. Let me clarify. If a woman requests the presence of a priest to receive communion and then falls asleep, wouldn't you agree that she sins? Saint Augustine asserted that a person attending a sermon who lets the word of God pass by sins just as grievously as one who requests communion but carelessly lets the host fall to the ground. However, there is a crucial distinction. Carelessness is a venial sin, but this is a mortal sin, not having the will to listen when you have the ability to hear. Amen. This has been a Sermon Project production. Original material by Peter Kennedy. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved. We facilitate very generous usage permissions, so please let us know your requirements. If you like this type of content and want more of it, please consider partnering with us. In Canada, the Sermon Project is fully charitable, and all donations receive a tax-deductible receipt. If you're outside Canada, we would still love for you to partner with us too, but unfortunately we cannot offer a tax receipt. For more information and donation links, go to sermonproject.com.